Come sit with us at Berean Bible Fellowship. We're about to listen to Pastor Bruce David Bell as the Lord speaks through the truth of His Word. Come sit with us.
Throughout the course of the history of the people of God, those who belong to Him have faced opposition and persecution and suffering and pain for their faith. And things have not changed much today. In fact, things have actually gotten worse. And along the way, the Psalms have provided a welcome source of comfort and of encouragement and of hope for His people. And one of the Psalms that many people have run to during those times of great sorrow is Psalm 46, a psalm that has been the subject of a number of hymns over the years. Because even in the midst of our difficulties, we can sing this song of praise to God, because our God is with us. Even in the fire of affliction, He will never leave us. He will never forsake us, no matter how difficult things may become. He is still the Lord of all things, so we do not need to fear. We don't need to panic. Instead, we need to pause and to remember who we are in Christ, who we belong to. We belong to the God of the universe, and He still reigns in the heavens. We belong to the God of all creation, to the God of our salvation, and He is still in control of all things, of our lives. And so, in Christ, in the end, we will triumph forever. And so, today, we join the psalmist in verse 1 of Psalm 46, and we say this: Our God is our refuge. Makaseh in Hebrew. He is our shelter in the storms of life that come our way. Storms that are real. Storms that threaten to destroy us. He is our safe haven in the storm. And He has proven to be what we need in the storm. We need strength. Oz in Hebrew. We need His power, His strength in our weakness. And we need it now. We need it without delay. He is, we are told, a very present help. Matzah in Hebrew. He is always on time. He's always available. He's always near to us. He's closer than our closest friend. And He is able and He's willing to help us in those times of trouble and of affliction and of distress. Therefore, the psalmist reasons in verse 2. Since these things are true, and since we belong to Him, we will not fear. Yare in Hebrew. We won't be afraid. We won't shake with terror, paralyzed by fear. Though everything on earth should change, though even the mountains should slip into the heart of the sea, though what we thought was stable and sure becomes unstable and unable to attain. Even as we look around us in the world, in our nation, and our family, and even in our lives, and it all begins to crumble. It all begins to fall apart. Though the waters roar and foam with fury and with power threatening us, though the mountains should quake and shake and tremble at the arrogance of the swelling pride of man, though man in his pride is out of control and he rejects the word of God, rejects Jesus Christ. Though all of these things take place all around us, the psalmist says at the end of verse 3, we are to say in our hearts and in our minds, perhaps even with our voices, Selah in Hebrew. We are to push the pause button, not the panic button. We are to stop for a moment and to think. We're not to tremble. Even while the world is trembling and is agitated and in a state of confusion, we are to rest in the Lord and to lift up his name in worship to him. For the psalmist says in verse 4, there is a smoothly flowing river, flowing deep and wide, whose waters bring refreshment and spiritual health to those who believe. Even in the midst of the earthquakes and of the crumbling mountains, whose streams of influence make glad the people in the city of God, in the holy dwelling places of the Most High, even within our hearts. This is our assurance that our God will supply all that we need, no matter what circumstances and difficulties may come our way. So, he says in verse 5, our God is in the midst of his people, and so his people will not be moved, mult in Hebrew. We will not be violently shaken. God will help us. He'll help his people. When, verse 5 says, in the light of the morning, when the morning dawns, he won't delay. For he is among us. He's here. We may be tried. We may be tested at times. But we will not be consumed. We will not be blotted out. In Christ, no evil can triumph over us. But the psalmist reminds us in verse 6, the nations, those who are the enemies of God, they continue to make an uproar, even to this day. And in their fury, they continue to rant and to rave against the people of God like wild animals surrounding their prey. But do not fear, the psalmist tells us, because the kingdoms of this world rise and fall according to the will of God. And when he raises his voice to speak, who can stand against the wrath of his judgment? And at his word, it says, even the earth will one day melt away, mook in Hebrew. It will dissolve in fervent heat, as we're told in 2 Peter 3:10. And perhaps these words, perhaps these are words of warning to some. And perhaps these words will melt the hearts of men and women who have hardened their hearts against Christ and against his offer of salvation. But for us, we are told this is our confidence. This is our assurance. And he reminds us in verse 7 of this. The Lord of hosts is with us. Tsavach in Hebrew. The God of the conflict. The sovereign Lord over all things is still in command. The God of Jacob, who reaffirmed his promise of the grace given and promised to Abraham through Jacob, he is our stronghold, Miskaf in Hebrew. He's our security. He is our defense. He's on our side. And so once again, this time at the end of verse 7, the psalmist says, Seve. Pause for a moment and rest and reflect on these things and do not fear, but instead, in verse 8, the psalmist invites us to come confidently, to come joyfully, and to behold the works of the Lord. For his hand can be seen throughout the course of history. His hand can be seen even today as we see history unfolding before us. For it is he who has wrought desolations, we are told. Sum in Hebrew. It is he who has set in place the destruction of the wicked on the earth. And it is he who one day will make wars to cease, even to the ends of the earth. It's he who breaks the bow. It is he who cuts the spear in two and who one day will burn the war chariots with fire. Despite what people may think and what they may say, there is no peace and will be no peace on this earth except through him. So, one day, he will bring everlasting peace through Christ Jesus our Lord. And he will silence the rebellion of man forever. So we're told in verse 10, to be still, to cease striving, to stop worrying, and to pause, and to wait on him, and to know that he alone is our God. So despite the desperate circumstances in which we find ourselves in today, there is hope. There is victory in Christ. He will be exalted among the nations, the psalmist says. He will be exalted on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us, the psalmist reminds us again in verse 11. The God of Jacob is our stronghold and our refuge and our strength forever. So what is our response to be? We are to lift up our heart. We are to lift up our voice to him. And so with the psalmist, we can say, Selah. Amen and amen.
You've been listening to Bruce David Bell, pastor of Berean Bible Fellowship. If the Lord has ministered to you through this message and you would like more information, then visit us on the web at bbfva.org.